Here we go, Jackson. It's high school football on K105.3. Round one of the playoffs. Tonight's game, Grass Lake at Manchester. Brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, Ghostwriter DJ Service, the Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, the Jackson District Library, Days Pre-Owned in Clinton, Manchester Marathon, Healthy Smiles Dental Care, Steel Graphics, Grass Lake Insurance Agency, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and Manchester Community Schools. Now to the broadcast booth. Here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
I'm Matt, no nickname tonight.
I'm a little disappointed. You know, maybe it's playoff time. It's a lot more serious. It's business.
You think that's what it is? I'm going Madman Matt Lehman. I like the alliteration, so that's who it is tonight. Madman Matt Lehman, Captain Steve, coming to you live from the press box, Grass Lake High School. It's a rematch of a game we were out. Well, I was at earlier this season. Matt had the night off, so Jason Smith, the backup, was in here. But I think it was a game where we found out that. That's when I really saw how good I think Grass Lake's defense can be. And I think we saw that in the second half at Springport last week. And that's what I think is going to be the difference maker tonight. I think Grass Lake's defense, they shut out Manchester the last time they saw them. I think that's going to be a goal of theirs again, and I think the defense is going to come out fired up.
Well, I don't think you can sit on this on Manchester, though. I think what you see tonight is you have probably the two of the top coaches in the area, in Wes Gall and Randy Cook. And that was what, week three? Adjustments, we'll see what happens. So,
all right, we'll
look forward to a great game.
Yeah, we'll take a quick 2-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back with the kickoff, get things started. Grass Lake and Manchester on K105.3.
The entire staff of Dave's Pre-Owned Clinton would like to wish the Flying Dutchman of Manchester the best of luck in the postseason. Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton, just a 10-minute drive from downtown Manchester, offering quality pre-owned cars and trucks with financing for all. Get $3,000 minimum for your trade right now at Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton. Push it, pull it, or tow it in. Doesn't matter. At Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton. Get into a reliable ride this winter. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details and go Flying Dutchman.
The end of the year is coming, and Healthy Smiles Dental Care of Manchester would like to remind you that now is the time to use the balance of your flexible spending account. Located in downtown Manchester, Healthy Smiles Dental Care is offering 20% off new patient exams and necessary x-rays. Remember, a healthy body starts with a healthy smile. Go get them, Flying Dutchman, from your friends at Healthy Smiles Dental Care of Manchester. Call for your appointment today or log on to healthysmilesdentists.com.
Make your team, your staff, your family feel special with a one-of-a-kind custom t-shirt from Steel Graphics Design, Printing, Signs, and Apparel in downtown Manchester. Not a cookie-cutter shop. Sit down and get your custom design with Denny and Dawn at Steel Graphics, your home for Flying Dutchman apparel. Go Flying Dutchman! Steel Graphics Design, Printing, Sign, and Apparel in the heart of downtown Manchester. Proud supporter of Manchester Athletics.
Manchester Community Schools, where great education is made personal. Manchester Community Schools' mission is simple: to create a positive, personalized education in elementary, middle, and high school. At Manchester Community Schools, they look closely at your whole child, at his or her behavior and unique personality, not just test scores. Enrollment opens for the second semester on December 1st. Call Manchester Community Schools for a tour or visit them online at manchesterschools.us.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live again. We're at Grass Lake High School where we, I don't know, best national anthem of the year, maybe, Matt.
I was looking for Bonnie Raitt. Is Bonnie Raitt around here? But she was fantastic.
Yeah, just enough twang to make it, put it right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
12 minutes on the clock. Both teams huddled up on the field, Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman. We got Grass Lake and Manchester going head-to-head now. Manchester's had an up-and-down season, 5-4. They had the lowest playoff point total in the Division 6. They just snuck in at 5-4. They were the only 5-4 team in that division. But they go 5-2 in the conference. Their losses to Grass Lake and Napoleon. But, you know, not a bad year. They lose a couple tough games out of the conference, and it sets them up for a tough run.
They hate to use the cliche, but they're 0-0 right now. And I think that, like I said, just a little bit in the pregame, we talked, Wes Gall, he can coach. Randy Cook, he can coach, and you're gonna see teams that have that know each other very well, that played a lot of, they've coached a lot of games against each other,
sure.
know their playbooks back and forth. So it's gonna be about, you know, executing. It's gonna be about offensive, defensive line playing well, avoiding turnovers, avoiding penalties, those types of things. Because, you know, I know I wasn't at the game one, but you know, you look statistically, we talked, you know, very much a defensive battle on both sides. You know, Grass Lake right around 150 yards in total offense. Manchester right around 100. That's definitely a defensive battle, and what I gather was a couple of big defensive plays in that game. So again, it's about those little things. Don't make mistakes. The team that makes the fewest mistakes is going to have the best chance of winning.
And I've seen Grass. We've seen Grass Lake twice now this year. I have, and it's been a tale of two halves with them. We saw them at Springport. They're dead even. Second half, Grass Lake comes out, and it, you know, they. The second half was all theirs. Same as that first meeting with Manchester. I think it was 6-0 at halftime.
Yep.
They come out in the second half, and it's 27-0. Grass Lake is a second-half team. So, you know, we'll see what happens where they play it, too, in the first half. But I got to imagine that Grass Lake comes out in the second half with adjustments as the kick goes up. Bounce at the 20, mishandled. It's going to settle in. He's going to be able to pick it up and make a move there. But the coverage team on him, and he'll go nowhere. And Manchester is going to take possession at about the 18-yard line, their own half of the field. Again, I want to get a look at the weather report here for B&G Landscape. I got 54 degrees right now, and we're going to settle right in kind of that same area. And actually looking to get warmer, Matt, as we work sort of 69-degree high tomorrow.
I noticed that.
But so we're not going to get any cooler tonight. This is kind of where it's going to be. And No rain in the area.
We've been lucky all year, buddy. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, I knocked down wood because we haven't had a weather delay all year, and everything's kind of settled into a comfortable situation. So Zagila gets under center, and there's a handoff on first down. And he hits the hole hard, but he's only going to get about a yard on the play. Zagila goes to Jordan Good.
Good on the carry.
And they're going to set it up at second down and 9 yards.
Good's their workhorse running back. And that's the other thing, you know, I think Grass Lake's probably got a little bit more balance when it comes to, you know, offensively with Luchka, who played outstanding in that game last week, especially in the first half. They really didn't need to use him in the second half the way Coppenall ran the ball, but Grass Lake's got good balance.
Out of the shotgun now for Manchester. And three running backs back there. Good takes the handoff going right side. Nice penetration by the Grass Lake defense. They'll pull him down for no gain. Might even have lost a little bit there, Matt.
Yeah, like you said, that defensive line right there got great penetration right there. And really forced them into a third and long.
They're down 9 yards. Manchester's first possession of the game here, 7 o'clock on WKHM FM, K105.3, Brooklyn Jackson. Big third down play for the Grass Lake defense. Gila back to pass out of the shotgun. He's got a man. Tipped.
Oh, man.
Great defensive play out of nowhere. Number 70 for the Warriors emerges.
Lockridge. Boy, he almost picked. Well, if he could have tipped that to himself, that was a pick six right there.
Yeah, and you know, it looked like a wide-open guy, and that's what Zagila saw, that's what I saw, and Lockridge was the only one who knew that he was in that passing lane. Knocked down fourth and long, and the Manchester offense will have to punt. Special teams out, a couple guys back to return for Grass Lake. Austin Raguso, and Raguso's the one who gets it. Muffs the catch, but it looks like they'll be able to maintain possession. They're battling for it right now.
We don't know right now because possession could change hands a number of times underneath that pile.
Under that pile that has emerged. And it was only four kids, but the pile turned. Yeah. All of a sudden, now there's eight guys in there.
No signal yet. Looks like.
And Raguso comes out of the pile with the ball. Grass Lake possession. And they'll get it. In Manchester territory, 49, it looks like, is where the spot's going to be. They might set it right there at midfield.
Well, they just started in Homer. Dansville took the first drive, went down and scored 6-0. Homer returned the kickoff touchdown. It's already 8-6 Homer. So
I guess technically, Matt, that's going to be Grass Lake in their own end of the field with the nose of the football on the 50-yard line. They come right out, spread it out. Luchka in the backfield, Coppernoll. four wide receivers. And out of the shotgun, the give is to Copperno. Breaks through the line. He's already in the second level. He's got 10, 15, 20 yards on first down from Luke Copperno. Picking up right where he left off last week at Springport.
We're in that read option. And then kind of faked a pass out to the receiver that kind of held the linebacker for a minute. And Copperno bolted through the line. Nice gain on the first play.
No huddle, Grass Lake. And the first down give goes to Copperno again. And this time the Manchester defense there. He'll get about a yard on first down, second and nine from the Manchester 30-yard line. 10 minutes to go, first quarter. Zeros on the scoreboard, but we're just underway. Grass Lake's first possession. Four wide receivers for Luchko. Copperno still in the backfield. Out of the shotgun, he's looking to pass. Quick out there.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a double pass.
It looked
pass.
Like he was setting up for it. Instead, he'll run it into the defense. He's going to pick up about 2 yards on the play. Jared Henry, who's important to what Grass Lake does in the passing game. He's one of the top receivers for this squad, a favorite target of Luchka in the games that we've seen, and actually had himself a really nice performance last week at Springport.
Remember that play right there, because I think that you may see another time they run that. They might run a double pass on that. There's Copperno.
A third down that gives to Copperno, and he's going to be short of the first down, but close. Let's bring a fourth down at about three. Imagine the Grass Lake offense to stay on the field in this situation. And it is the case, looking to get something from the sideline. You know, I mean, at third down, even with this yardage, you might just walk up the line to hard count, but I think they're going to run a play. In field goal range, I imagine, they got a decent kicker, but Lutch goes back to pass, and he's got Henry. Nice job, Jared Henry, on the catch. That's a first down. He's going to get down near the 10. Just a quick short route. Just make sure you get past that first down marker.
All right, single coverage out there. Henry all-conference, Cascade all-conference receiver, so that's Luchka's top target.
Pretty quick up the field here for Grass Lake so far. Luchka out of the shotgun, Copperno pistol formation. He's going to take the handoff, goes to the right side, looking to get to the edge, and he'll turn it upfield. Hit, and he'll get, I'm going to give him about 3 yards on the play, second down and seven for the Warriors, and they're going to spot that right about on the 10-yard line. So second down and second and seven. First down mark would be about three. And there's Lutch out of the shotgun. Gives a Copperno again. Workhorse on the first drive here. And they're going to pull him down before he gets to that first down marker. Matter of fact, he's short of the five. It's going to bring up about third and six now for Grass Lake.
Tackle by number 56, Curtis Blumenauer.
Grass Lake's doing a nice job of mixing pass and run here on this opening drive.
Luchka directing a little traffic in the backfield. You got Luke Copperno in that pistol out of the shotgun. He's going to take the handoff again at third down. This time Manchester's all over it. Stopping for a loss of one. That'll bring a fourth down and about seven for Grass Lake.
Bringing the field goal unit in.
Clock running with 7:20 first quarter, Grass Lake. We'll try to get put a three up on that scoreboard. Like I said, points were hard to come by in the first quarter the last time these two teams met, so I think you take them when you can get them if you're Grass Lake, and that kind of seems to be the plan there for the Grass Lake crew. Snap is a little high, gets it down, the hold's good, the kick is up, and that's through the uprights, 3-0 Grass Lake. 6:52 to go first quarter. The Warriors lead the Manchester Flying Dutch. 30-second break on K105.3.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
3-0 our score. Grass Lake strikes first with a field goal. And now they've got it teed up. Manchester will take another chance on the offense. Three and out on their first possession. Teed up, and he'll start into his kick motion. High end over end, fielded at about the 17. This time caught cleanly, and that's going to result in better field position for Manchester. Returned over the 30-yard line. It's about the 33. Jim Holcomb, it looks like, on the return for the Dutch.
By number 34.
Manchester huddled up on the field, trailing 3-0. In the early going here, playoff football on K105.3, Football Frenzy.
See what kind of adjustments they make here on this second drive.
You know, Matt, we looked at the weather forecast for B&G Landscape, and I didn't get to say B&G Landscape.
Oh, got mulch.
Indeed. A lot of motion on the off, on the line there. It looked like offsides in the defense. That indeed looks to be the call, so we'll get a penalty against the Warriors. And Manchester will get a chance to move the ball forward. I really like coming out and doing games here at Grass Lake. They got a really nice facility. And one of the few programs, one of the few football teams anyway in the area, or games that we've seen, where the team has like a, has a pregame ritual. They actually march down from the locker room to that song from Last of the Mohicans. Matt, have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, man, you got to watch it. One of my favorites. Action-packed, love story. It's got it all. On first down and 5, handoff and a big gain from the big running back there. Dragon guys, Hunter Carson on the carry. 5'11", 215 he's listed at. Senior for the Dutch, it's a first down. And now they're the ones at midfield with the nose of the football on the 50. 6:36 on the clock, first quarter. First down for the Dutch. Two wide receivers. And back to pass on first down. Looking deep. And great coverage out there by Henry.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what else you can do different right there. I thought that was great coverage. They called interference on it. He had good position, made a play for the ball, knocked it down.
I can't.
Unless they're going to call that he had his hand on him a little bit early, but that's a tough call right there.
Yeah, well, they haven't made a call yet, Matt, so I guess we'll see. But I think pick the flag up and good coverage on that. Defensive holding. They're going to call. That elicits a chorus of boos from the crowd here. And it's hard to disagree with them. There was a little bit of contact, but nothing egregious. And I don't know. Anyway, 15 yards on the play. And yeah, 10 yards. That'll put Manchester at the Grass Lake 40-yard line. Another first down. A couple penalties hurting the Warriors on this drive so far. Defensively, Manchester with two wide left. Borzagila under center with two backs. There's a snap. He's going to keep right through the line, and then he gets hit immediately. He did get about a yard or two, and then it was like he got froze, stood right up, ran into a brick wall there, the Grass Lake defense. Get him a couple yards, second and 8 for Manchester. Under 6 minutes to go now, first quarter. Manchester driving at the Grass Lake 37, helped out by a couple penalties so far. High formation for the Dutch with two wide receivers for Zagila. And the handoff goes to Jordan Good. He's pulled down for a small gain.
They're about third down and about 7.
Yeah, it looks like 8. He must have got about 6 inches on that carry. Manchester breaks the huddle up to the line for this third and long play. Out of the shotgun this time for Zagila. And he'll fake the give, play action, looking to pass, rolls out. Nice pass, complete. too good out of the backfield, but he does not have first down distance. But what he did make it is
fourth down
is something that you can run a play for, man.
Like that. Rolled the quarterback out of the pocket a little bit. Going to have a little bit of a run-pass option right there. And fourth and about three?
The spotters, the official spotters up here in the booth have said, man, I tend to agree with them. And it looks like they might get an offside encroachment penalty against Grass Lake. And that is the call. A little hard count there for Manchester. They're going to get a first down. Now inside inside the 30.
That's a bad penalty right there. I mean, how many times have we watched teams that come up in those situations where they're, you know, fourth and three, fourth and four, where they know you get a team that's trying to be aggressive to get them to jump off sides, and that's what Manchester did. A little bit of undisciplined right there in Grass Lake's defense.
Now shotgun for Zagilla, and Good goes into motion, but the handoff is to the up back.
Oh, close to five right there.
Hands off to number 47.
And that was Carson Hunter. Or excuse me, Hunter Carson. Two first names. I guess it's good either way. 4:38 to go first quarter. 3-0 Grass Lake leads, but now Manchester finds himself at the Grass Lake 24-yard line. Chunks of yards. A first down there, big for Manchester, 2nd and 6. Shotgun formation again. Back to pass to Gill, a quick pass, and that's going to be close to first down, caught. Quick slant play to Braden Ballard. And that'll be a first down for Manchester, moving the chains now again. Spotted on the 17-yard line.
Nice drive here. Oh, no, really three big penalties.
Manchester's kind of decided to go with this shotgun formation, and I think that's been the most effective for them so far. They not doing anything real trickery, but it does spread things out, find a little space, and again, there's some room for Hunter Carson on first down, and he's going to get another 3 to 4 yards. Call it 3. 2nd and 7 for Manchester. Now inside the 15.
And right now they ran that play to the fullback right there. Kind of bring the running back in motion, kind of wheel him around. It's like it could, you know, could go to the fullback, could be an option with the tailback and quarterback. I looked for maybe even a pass play out of that at some point. They're doing here. They go again. Got Good. There's the option.
There's the option. Pitched out to Good. He cuts up field. Nice.
It's gonna be a close to a first
down. Yeah.
He cut on a dime and left 5 cent change on that one, Captain.
Tackled by number 3, Joe
Polo. Let's see, the spot's gonna be important, but I think that's first down distance.
Yeah, it looks like
they
maybe
call
a
for
short.
Measurement.
Third and.
Yep.
Third about a half yard.
Yeah, I'd say that's right, Matt. From the 8 yard line. Now Zagill is up under center. I'd watch for a key. Nope, he'll give the. Hunter Carson, he drives through the line. He's close to the goal line. And they're battling, no signal.
Inside.
I think he's down. Yeah, he's short.
Inside the one, though, first and goal.
Manchester with a nice drive here. Big to answer for those three points Grass Lake got on their first possession. And there you go, big lineup battle of the big guys down on the line, and Manchester's in the
touchdown.
End zone. It looks like touchdown indeed. Flying Dutch, after getting shut out against Grass Lake in their last trip here. The Dutch are on the board in the first quarter with the lead now, 6-3, 2:17 to go. They look to make it 7-3 with an extra point attempt. The penalties, no doubt, help move the ball down the field, Matt, but it seems like Manchester able to adjust and make some plays, too. And the extra point is good, 7-3, our score, 2:17 to go first quarter. Manchester on top, 30-second break at K105.3.
Home. The dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers floor covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Manchester Flying Dutchman lining up for a kickoff here. They lead 7-3. Grass Lake looks to answer. And they'll send Henry deep to receive. Also back is Bacolo and Dalton Dybul. And was it Dybul who returned that kickoff for a touchdown last week, the Springport game?
At a Lumen Christie update, they now lead Waterville Elite 14-0.
From the 10.
There he goes.
Henry finding some room into the return game. Now we'll try to get it outside, and Manchester's going to stand up to him there, but
good field position. Put
him on the 36-yard line. Nice return.
Taken down by number 20, Paul Durline.
2:08 on the clock, 7-3. Grass Lake trails. They'll have first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. And the offense took it on the field pretty quickly, pretty smoothly in their first possession. Matt just got stalled there and elected to kick. First down, Lushka's going to give to Coppernoll. Off tackle. And I think he had a little bit of room there, but Manchester did a good job of shutting that down. He still gets 4 yards on first down.
Other than the,
give him five.
Other than really at the end of that drive, Manchester really didn't stop Grass Lake much on that drive.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped him when it counted. Now, the opposite of that was is the
no huddle. Grass Lake goes to Coppernoll on second down, and he's got the first down.
Grass Lake really helped Manchester out on that second drive with really three big penalties.
Grass Lake inching toward Manchester territory. They're on their 49-yard line, first and 10. Shotgun for Luchka. Two wide receivers to each side. He'll go to Dybul on the right side. Looking for some space, and he's brought down after about 4 yards. 7-3, our score, 118 left first quarter. Clock running as Manchester makes a tackle there. But Grass Lake now into Manchester's territory. Shotgun formation for Luchka. He's got Coppernoll to his right. Fakes the give. Now a quick slant play. And overthrown.
You knew you were going to hear some oohing and on right there. Because they because of the pass interference penalty that they called on Grass Lake, it was real questionable.
There was some contact.
That time there was contact again, and they didn't make the call. So that you knew that was coming.
Of course.
You knew that was coming.
Quick pass, and I think the contact came after the ball was passed.
I think both were play on, you know.
It's not third and six. Grass Lake got Luchka back to pass again. Good time for him. Finds a man middle of the field, tipped, and incomplete. Intended receiver on that one, Hayden Cochran. So it's going to bring up 4th and 6 yards for Grass Lake, and looks like the punting unit's going to come out on the field. Or is that just a personnel change? No, it looks like they're going to punt. And Manchester will send Paul Durheim and Braden Ballard back deep to receive. Luska's punt is a high one. That's going to take a bounce. The 15 go in a Grass Lake direction and down to the 11-yard line. Still 43.9 here to go first quarter. 7-3 Manchester leads, and they hold up against the Grass Lake offense on that one. Get the ball back, starting deep in their own end of the field.
Out-of-town scoreboard, Columbia Central leads Southfield Bradford 19-0. Springport leads Concord 6-0. Lumen Christi 14-0 over Waterville Elite. Homer leads Dansville 8-6. And Coldwater up on Harper Creek 7-0.
Just shy of 44 seconds to go here in the first. Zagila, after successful drive in their last possession, gives to Hunter Carson on first down, and he is eating up big chunks for Manchester. He's been pretty effective out of that full pass position. His helmet comes off, and he'll head off the field, but he got 8 yards on that first down play.
Well, right now, the offensive line of Manchester is doing a nice job. They're running a little bit. Like I said, they're in that shotgun formation to kind of spread out a little bit. Kind of spreads that defense out, and it's opening up some running lanes.
Big formation here for the Dutch right now. And they're going to run the clock out of the first. No, there's a play. Gives to the fullback again, and this time the Grass Lake defense is ready for it. They'll stop it for no gain. As time runs out of the first quarter, 7-3 Manchester leads Grass Lake. It's their ball. We'll have a third down play. 1 minute break for the quarter at K105.3.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, 12 minutes on the clock for the second quarter here at Grass Lake. And the Manchester Flying Dutch with a third and one play. Swap ends. Manchester moving left to right on your radio dial. Unless like it's digital, I don't know what you do.
I like when you say that.
Zagila under center here, directing a little bit of traffic in the backfield. And I got to expect the give goes to Carson. No, it goes to the other big back in there, and that's going to be close. Forward progress might be near the first down.
I think, I tell you, it's hard to say from here, but it looks like it's just a little bit short. We'll see.
Pretty good spot. Officials reading it, and
going to call for measurement, looks like.
Official timeout to measure this one. 7-3, our score. I just got an update from Lumen, but you already had it, man.
14-0?
No, 21 now. 40-yard touchdown, Bo Bell. And Lumen Christi seizing control early against Waterville. Waterville is a team that put up a lot of points this year. So interesting to see Lumen go up that quickly. Playing really well at this point in the season, Lumen Christi is.
Southfield Bradford just scored. It's now 19-8. Columbia Central leads.
What'd you have from that Concord Springport game?
End of one, 6-0 Springport. End of one, Napoleon Michigan Center, deadlock 0-0.
Wow.
Homer Dansville still 8-6.
And after the measurement, we've got fourth and inches. Manchester huddled up. They'll come to the line. They got helped on a fourth down play on their last drive with an offside penalty. We'll see if Grass Lake stay disciplined and not do it, not give them any help. And this time, Manchester doesn't need it. Quarterback keep, dives in the line. It's a first down for the Dutch.
Gutsy call. Gutsy call on fourth down right there, especially you. You know, you don't get that. Give Grass Lake the ball, you know, inside the 25-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You got to give it to Coach Gall and trust in his offensive line. Get the first down on that play.
Well, certainly. Shotgun now for Zagila. And he's going to give to Hunter Carson. And this time he's finding some space there over the 30. Up to the 33. Pretty close to another first down for the Dutch. Carson has been real effective running the ball tonight for Manchester. And they're going to signal first down.
First down, Manchester.
Dutch moved the chains again. It's been all Hunter Carson on the backfield. Find a lot of room to run against this, what I think is a very good Grass-like defense. They'll go to him again. He tries to go left side. And they'll stop for a loss on that one. Good job on penetration for the Grass Lake defense.
What they're doing right now, too, is they're winning the time of possession battle. You know, and the best way to stop that Grass Lake offense is to leave them on the sideline. And that's what Manchester's done thus far. And they've really been effective running the football and taking advantage of, you know, some penalties.
Jacob Horner in there with the tackle for Grass Lake. Shotgun for Zagila. Second and 11 for Manchester. And he'll opt it out to good. And he's getting some space. They'll string it out. It's a good block. Nice tackle on the edge there by Austin Raguso. But Good's going to go ahead and get about 5 yards on the play. And more than that. Almost 8 yards. Third down and six. Four, excuse me. My subtraction was opposite there. Under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Third down and a long four for Manchester. From their own 40-yard line out of the shotgun, Zagila. A little confusion. Three wideouts. And he'll throw. Open man is good up the seam. No, it's not good. It's bad. No, I'm kidding. It's still good.
It's 20.
But it's number 20, Paul Derheim. And he's into Grass Lake territory. Big gain for the Dutch. They'll move the chains one more time. And their offense is finding a lot of space, man. And it's
really doing a nice job of keeping Grass Lake off balance.
And like we were pointing to in the pregame, we didn't know if Manchester had that kind of a balanced offensive mix that could make Grass Lake have to respect the pass game, but they've certainly used that effectively here so far. First and 10 from the Grass Lake 38. Out of the shotgun, and the give goes to Hunter Carson. He finds some room up the right side, and he's going to get about 8 yards. Hunter Carson, after that first contact, has been able to drag guys and push through guys for another 2-3 yards every time. And he's near the 30-yard line. The spot's going to actually be the 32. Second down and four. Second down play and staying in that shotgun formation with Hunter Carson in the backfield with Zagila. He's back to pass on second down. Flings it deep. Interception ready. And they drop it. Two Grass Lake defenders battling for that one, and neither one comes up with it. That should have been an interception.
I think they defended each other on that
They
one.
Did.
Pass is broken up by number three.
So 8:26 to go, second quarter. 7-3 Manchester leads. Now they got a third down and four situation. Big play time for the Grass Lake defense.
It's really kind of a ill-advised pass right there. You know, they had second and short. It was a chance to strike, but threw into double coverage right there. They got away with one.
Zagila give to Carson on the third down play. Nice penetration and a great tackle there.
Coppernaw. Both sides of the.
That's Danny Vacolo in the backfield there.
Vacolo finished him off. Coppernaw initially got him.
So on fourth down, Manchester going for it here. Maybe hard trying to draw. Nope. Zagila back to pass. The penetration picked off. Going the other way. Cutting up field over the 35. Pulled down at about the 38. And Joe Vacolo comes up with that interception. Big play for the Grass Lake defense when they needed it. 7:44 on the clock, and they'll get the ball back. Good field position.
You know, the
get back in front.
The mistake on that drive right there was the second and four call. I mean, they tried to throw the ball downfield, and I get it. You know, I get your second and short, but man, you've been running the ball as well as they've been running. You know, second and four, you know, and then maybe if they get a couple yards, now it's third and two. You know, I think it changes your play call a little bit, and I think Manchester needed to stick to the running game right there and didn't.
Now Lutch got working out of the shotgun for Grass Lake, moving right to left. And the give goes to Copperdall on first down. He's brought down for a loss.
Manchester's defense is stout up front.
It comes off to number 44, Luke Copperdall.
Like I said, you know, when they played in game one, this was a defensive battle.
Novak and number 48,
and right now, you know, Manchester is they definitely outgained Grass Lake thus far in the first half, which is, I would say, a little bit of a surprise.
Let's go rolling out, looking to pass. Got an open man near that original first down marker. Pull him down at the 40. Receiver on that play, Hidden Cockream. And that'll bring up third down and about 9 for Grass Lake.
Water of Leeds on the board. Now 21-6. Polian just took a 7-0 lead over the Michigan Center Cardinals. Which good. Oh, what a catch.
Long pass for a big first down. Hayden Cochran comes up with a big catch, and Grass Lake keeps the drive alive.
That was a beautiful one-handed catch right there.
First down, Warriors.
Grass Lake find a little momentum here now.
Just going to say, man, you could feel the momentum change.
Shotgun for Luchka. Trip receivers split left, fakes the give. Looking to throw deep again, and he's got Cochran out ahead of everyone, but a little beyond him.
Oh, is he right? I tell you, same situation. Same contact.
Same contact.
Maybe even more, and no call.
And honestly, I feel like the no call is probably correct. I disagreed with the original call.
That's right.
In this case, it was overthrown.
If they don't call it the first time, Grass Lake's coaching staff has no beef.
Mm-hmm.
But they did call it the first time, and I think the contact on that was even more so.
Yep. And Luska now will give to Copernol. Sweep left. Cuts it up field. He's got some room. He's going to get a second level. Foot race to the end zone. Turns on the speed. He's pushed out of bounds at about the 11. Big game for Luke Copernol on the Grass Lake offense. Finding some rhythm.
Yeah, Tom Tremblay saved a touchdown right there.
Luke Copernol showing a little bit of speed on that one. He'll get a breather here on first down. Let's get out of the shotgun. He'll give to number 4, Vacolo.
Side
the five. I say right about the 4-yard line. He's taken out of bounds.
Stuck out of bounds by number 10, Jacob Donat.
Look at the timeout now for the Dutch. 6:14 to go in the second quarter. 7-3 Manchester leads, but Grass Lake knocking on the door. We'll take a 30-second break on K105.3.
Manchester's Hometown Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Manchester Community Schools and Flying Dutchman Athletics. At the Manchester Hometown Pharmacy, you're more than just a customer. You're a neighbor and a friend. For prescriptions, unique gifts, candles, and durable medical supplies, visit your hometown pharmacy in downtown Manchester. Your hometown pharmacy is Manchester's Hometown Pharmacy. Go Flying Dutchman.
The beat back.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
6 minutes, 14 seconds to go first half. Grass Lake trails Manchester 3-7 at home in first round playoff action. No pregame tailgate tonight, Matt. No foam fingers from Baker College.
Did they draw?
You can still get started at baker.edu. No, that party's it's on Tuesday. Coming up this week at Art Main, we're going to find out who won that two-year lease on 24,000-mile lease on a Chevy Cruze. And on second down and goal, Bacolo takes a carry again. He's going to stop shy of the goal line. He'll mark him down about the two. Gressick come out, spread it out again. Coppernol back into the game. He'll take the give on third down and goal. Battle of Wills, nice. And Coppernol had the advantage there. Battled his way in,
and
touchdown, Grass Lake.
Coppernol goes in for a backside touchdown.
They just met up at the 1 yard line, and it was a matter of who was going to have more force. And Luke Coppernol kept the legs churning and carried it into the end zone. Grass Lake opens up the playbook a little bit, winging it downfield, a couple big plays, and they are in the end zone now. 9-7 the score. They'll look to make it 10 with the extra point.
Well, I think Cockream's catch on that drive was huge.
Extra point is through the uprights. 5:43 to go. It's 10-7. Grass Lake retakes the lead. 30-second break at K105.3.
The end of the year is coming, and Healthy Smiles Dental Care of Manchester would like to remind you that now is the time to use the balance of your flexible spending account. Located in downtown Manchester, Healthy Smiles Dental Care is offering 20% off new patient exams and necessary x-rays. Remember, a healthy body starts with a healthy smile. Go get them, Flying Dutchman, from your friends at Healthy Smiles Dental Care of Manchester. Call for your appointment today or log on to HealthySmilesDentists.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, coming to you live, Grass Lake High School. Of course, you can listen to these playoff games and all of our football coverage year-round. K105.3.com, streaming live around the world. So if you wanted to know this, you want to know what's happening in this game and you were in Sri Lanka, Matt, I think you can still get the game.
You could. You ever been to Sri Lanka?
Yeah, a couple times. Okay, I got a place there.
No,
I've never been to Sri Lanka.
Hey,
I don't know why.
Check that update. 56-yard touchdown pass, Nichols to Torty.
7-7.
And the Napoleon Pirates and Michigan Center Cardinals. The Steve Boyle alma mater game. 7-7. That's an intriguing game right there.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at Michigan Center. I mean, Michigan Center's coming off really two big wins.
Yeah. Kickoff's going to go down to the 20, bounce out of bounds. And there's a procedure penalty against the Warriors. .543 on the clock here in the first half. And Manchester will take possession.
Hey, the Yellow Jackets of Concord have came back. They now lead Springport 7-6, second quarter score from Concord.
Good games all around the area.
Great football games.
Manchester first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Had a couple things working on their last couple drives. And this shotgun formation has really been the catalyst. Good goes into motion. Zagilin out of the shotgun. Gives to Hunter Carson on first down, and he...
Nice first down
he
game.
Just... slams into those guys and carries them for a yard or two every time. He's going to get up near the 40, so 5 yards on first down. Second and five for the Dutch. West Gaul's Dutchman, 9 straight years in the playoffs.
I hear that, 13 out of the last 14 years, too?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Out of the shotgun, there's a... nice pitch out, but nice defense. Another big play out there by Joe Vacolo. Of course, he had the big interception on the last Manchester drive, and now with a big tackle for loss. He's going to push this back to a third and 8 play for the Dutch. And you know, last time we were here, the our player of the game for Grass Lake was on the defense. And again, I think that's where their advantage lies. Their offense is fun to watch, and they wing it around, but their defense is legitimately good in this Cascades Conference. Showing blitz on third down. A lot of penetrations. Zagilla running for his life. Pump fakes and hits hard.
Nice hit.
Wow. Nice pursuit in the backfield. Michael Mullins will bring Zagilla down, and he'll lose about 8 on that play, and it's going to be a 4th and 15. We'll see what they end up marking it. That's way back. About 4th and 20. 21. Yikes, so that'll be a punt situation here for Manchester with 4 minutes ticking away now on the clock. Grass Lake's going to have a chance to extend this lead before they get into the halftime locker room.
You know, I know it's a, like I said, I mentioned just a little bit ago, but that the momentum changed on that one-handed catch by Hayden Cochran in that drive, last drive.
Fair catch on the punt at the Grass Lake 47.
Grass Lake's got a little bounce in their step now after that play and after that touchdown. And
it was palpable in the stadium, a little bit of momentum swing. The crowd came to life a little bit. The sideline came to life. Grass Lake's got a pretty animated sideline. Matter of fact, a couple times we've been out here, we've seen them get even penalized for
being too close
to the sideline.
I think when they start the fourth quarter, they get a little...
What do they, jump around?
They jump around, yeah. Jump around. Sorry.
It's all right. 3:45 on the clock for the Grass Lake offense. And that's going to be a give to Coppernol. Dive into the line, and he's brought down. Nice tackle there, number 48 for the Dutch. Is Gus Rickelman. Gus Rickelman. That does not sound like a kid who should be in high school right now. Sounds like Uncle Gus Rickelman, who he owns the old general store. Out of the shotgun now again for Lutschka on 2nd and 9. Gives to Coppernol again, and he's hit immediately. And who else but Uncle Gus Rickelman? 6'2", 180 for Rickelman.
His presence with authority.
It's been so authoritative, you might even say authoritai. With your best Eric Cartman accent. Under 3 minutes to go now, first half. Grass Lake, 3rd and 8. Let's go pass on this one. Good time back there again. Wings it deep. And Henry in and out of his grasp. Incomplete pass. Nice throw. Lutschka can wing it when he needs to, and that's going to bring up a 4th down and 8 scenario for the Warriors, and that looks like it's going to be a punt. 2:44 on the clock. First half. 10-7 our score from Grass Lake High School. Snaps a little high. Kick is away, but it's going just about straight up. That'll bounce at the 41. And they'll pull it dead here at the 43, so it's a net punt of about 9 yards, Matt. So 2:35, Manchester takes over. They're on 43.
You're going to like this update. I got an update that Napoleon took a 13-7 lead. And then immediately got another update that said that Michigan Center took a 14-13 lead. So I don't know if it was a kickoff return, but your Michigan Center Cardinals are up.
It's a penalty going against Manchester on the play. And that'll be a first down for the Warriors. Roughing penalty. So Grass Lake stays on the field. The offense... Lutschka out of the shotgun. And fakes the give. And a quick slant pass. Threw it a little low. It's beyond the reach of Dalton Dibel. Dibley, I think they're pronouncing it up here. I don't want to get it wrong for that young man. 2:33 on the clock. 2nd down and 10 for Grass Lake from the Manchester. 36. Missed my down marker there. Yard marker. Shotgun give goes to Vicolo. Turns it back opposite direction. Finds some room. He's got the first down. All the way down to the 25. 2:26 on the clock. Grass Lake stays no huddle. They've been pretty quick up to the line all night tonight. Maybe a little extra quick from the couple other times we've seen him. Buska's got him ready. He's got three wide to his right. He's going to give to Vicolo again.
Nice. Good work. Got him initially, but he fought for...
Yeah, he got another 4 yards after contact there.
Yeah, but the mark
not quite four. Yeah, that's not...
Thought he got a little more than the two they're showing.
Second down and eight. Third down and eight? Second.
Second.
Four wide for Luchka. He's back to pass. Good time back there. Overthrown and got a lot of tie up there. Contact. Looks like the receiver and the defender kind of got their feet tied up together. No call. Incomplete pass.
Hey, other scores. Columbia Central was up 19-0. Now 19-14 over Southfield Bradford. Concord leads Springport 7-6. Lumen Christi up 28-6 now over Waterville Elite. Homer leads Dansville 17-6. Hudson leads Detroit Delta Prep 7-0. Schoolcraft leads Constantine 20-7. And Ida Stockbridge 12-0 in local high school football scores.
Third down and nine play for Grass Lake. A minute 44 to go in the half. Luchka, a lot of time again.
Nice,
he's got open receiver. He's going to find some room to the 10, to the 5. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Grass Lake.
33 yards.
Joe Vicolo.
Number three with the ball, Joe Vicolo.
Touchdown. And he's making a case for Subway Player of the Game here. First half, he's got an interception. Big tackle play. Now a touchdown. Give Grass Lake a 16-7 advantage. Looking to make it 17-7 with the extra point play. Still a minute 36 to go here. This last 2.5 minutes, it's been drawn out. Grass Lake doesn't use a lot of clock sometimes when they're winging it around like that. And the hold is down. The kick is up. And it looks like it snuck through. That is the case. 17-7, Grass Lake with a 10-point advantage at home against Manchester. Minute 36 to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break on K105.3.
Make your team, your staff, your family feel special with a one-of-a-kind custom t-shirt from Steel Graphics Design, Printing, Signs, and Apparel in downtown Manchester. Not a cookie-cutter shop. Sit down and get your custom design with Denny and Dawn at Steel Graphics, your home for Flying Dutchman apparel. Go Flying Dutchman! Steel Graphics Design, Printing, Sign, and Apparel in the heart of downtown Manchester. Proud supporter of Manchester Athletics.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Minute 36 to go, first half, K105.3. Captain Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, coming to you live from Grass Lake High School, where the Warriors now with 14 unanswered after Manchester took a 7-3 lead.
For Manchester, number 20, Paul Durheim, number 28.
Joe Vicolo has asserted himself here. He's got an interception. He's got a touchdown. And just one of several names here on Grass Lake who's played very well tonight. Set for a kickoff. And there it goes. Fielded at the 19. And he muffed it. Nowhere to go there. Good recovers it, and Manchester will start from their own 22-yard line. Ten-point disadvantage for the Dutch. And with a minute 32 to go.
So Manchester is not a team, in my opinion, that can play from behind. So,
yeah, they'll want to make something happen here before the half for sure. 28, got it. Give to Good. Still on his feet fighting, but he's still going to lose.
Number 28.
Pretty conservative.
3 yards on the play.
Good with the ball. taken down by number 4, Danny McCullough, and number 7, Duke Brett Lockridge. Grasslake timeout.
Minute 21 in the half. We'll get a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second break as well. We'll be right back with the final 121 of the first half. 17-7, Grasslake in front.
The entire staff of Dave's Pre-Owned Clinton would like to wish the Flying Dutchman of Manchester the best of luck in the postseason. Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton, just a 10-minute drive from downtown Manchester, offering quality pre-owned cars and trucks with financing for all. Get $3,000 minimum for your trade right now at Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton. Push it, pull it, or tow it in. Doesn't matter. At Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton. Get into a reliable ride this winter. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details and go Flying Dutchman.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
17-7, our score, minute 21 to go first half. Manchester back on the field. Out of the shotgun, Zagila. Jordan Good back there with him. He's got three wide receivers. He is looking to pass. Good time for him there across the field. Good makes the catch at the 30.
Oh, just short of the
and
first
a nice tackle. It looked like he was going to maybe be able to break that, but Dalton Dibley holds on and pulls him down. But it's still a good gain for Manchester, but to bring up second down, excuse me, third down at about 3 with only a minute 9 to go. Spot the ball right on about the 30-yard line.
I'll tell you, we got right now some great games around the area right now. As you can, got one here.
Yeah. Manchester can make something happen here. At the end of the half, that'd be awesome. But, you know, they'll come out and still 10 points is not – I don't think that's too far of a gap, you know, Matt. If it were to go into the half with this deficit, Manchester just needs to come out and play their game
well,
in the right there.
Exactly. They got to get some stops. They have to get some stops on defense.
Well, like I said in the pregame, I think Grass Lake does a great job of halftime adjustment, and I've seen them. You know, I think they're a second half team really. But of course, that's why we play the games and we don't just talk about them. It's going to come down to see who makes more plays in the second half. And right now, Manchester like to make some to end the first half. Back to pass again. Zagila. He's getting pressure. Mullet's in the backfield. Stays on his feet.
Yeah.
And the Warriors don't give up.
Got to get a timeout here, too. Big loss.
That was a big loss.
Yeah. That's going to give Grass Lake a chance to get their offense back on the field, too.
Is that Nick Plensdorf?
Down by number 58, Michael Mullet's and number 4, Danny McCullough.
Mullitz was the one who got the initial penetration, and Zagila did a great job of trying to stay on his feet, but in the end, it kind of hurt him a little bit because that's going to put Manchester back at their own, is that the 10? Fourth down and under a minute left, but like you said, we got timeout. Grasslake and
is that Grasslake's last time
out?
I think that's their last time out.
Make shopping easier with online lists and manage your budget with digital receipts. Sign up.
17-7, 59.4 to go first half from Grass Lake. First night of the playoffs, Division 6. The winner of this game would get the winner of the Michigan Center Napoleon Tilt. Right now, what was the score over there, Matt, at last report?
14-13, Michigan Center.
I don't know what happened to Michigan Center, but they turned it on here at the end of the year. Figured something out. Punting from his own end zone. And nice kick. We fielded at about the 45. And good punt coverage. He lost it.
Oh.
It's on the field. Manchester's got it at the 50. And Austin Raguso on the return and the fumble. And he's slow to get up on the field, writhing in pain a little bit, holding his hip as he gets to his feet.
I tell you, the Grass Lake defender on the special teams right there, he was going to pick that ball up.
Manchester.
He was going to try to return that for a touchdown. And his teammate dove on it, which he recovered it, but... he wanted an opportunity because now 47 seconds left, and they got two timeouts left, so we'll see what Manchester can do.
at the 50-yard line. Out of the shotgun. Zagila looking to pass. Patient. He throws it downfield. And well short. Jared Henry on the good coverage there. Intended receiver on the play is Braden Ballard. 41.3 on the clock. 17-7 still our score. Grass Lake trying to keep Manchester from adding points before they get to the locker room. Mullets comes off the field for Grass Lake. And that didn't look like a comfortable run for him. Out of the shotgun again, Zagila looking to pass. He's going to roll out, a lot of pressure, and he'll wing it to the sideline. And gets it out onto the track.
Threw it at his cheerleader girlfriend, I think.
He's taking a couple big hits back there on sack plays.
And that's really what he should have done in those other two plays.
Yeah. On the pressure for Grass Lake, Wyatt Walker and Hayden Cochran.
Come on, Manchester.
35.5 to go here. First half is... This final 2.5 minutes has taken us about 20 in real time. Stay tuned for the halftime report brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And we'll take a look at the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. And it looks like we got a guest. Halftime, Tom Nolte, Executive Director from the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce. And stay tuned following this game. Of course, we'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game and set things up for our broadcast next week. And my expectation is that we will find ourselves with the winner of this game in the Michigan Center-Napoleon game. So depending on who wins, where we'll be at, but likely that will be our K105.3 broadcast for next week. So Gil out of the shotgun. Back to pass again. Good time back there this time. And open out. In the flat, caught, still on his feet. Continuing to get upfield. Now he's going to want to get to the sideline.
That'll stop the clock, though, for the first down.
That's inside get out of the 25.
If he got out of bounds or not.
24. It looked like he did. I couldn't quite see, Matt. First down there for Paul Durheim. And yeah, he must have stopped the clock, Max. They haven't started it. Now they do. Zagila looking to pass. Now he'll pull it down to Ron. Right up the middle, still on his feet. And he's now inside the 15.
What timeout here?
And they'll have no timeout call. Clock's still running.
By number 12, Nick,
I'm probably going to down it here and maybe go for a field goal.
They'll take it and run it. So first down, will move the chains and stop the clock. 2.5. They're still showing one timeout on the clock, man.
That's what I wondered.
Now they'll take it. I don't get it.
I don't know if they're going to send their field goal unit in or not. I agree, because they didn't need to do that. I mean, they only got 1 yard right there. They get a kick here?
Well, I mean, if you take the timeout, you could have thrown in the end zone and kicked it again. I mean, you would have had a lot of different opportunities. But it is the Manchester kick unit on the field. I'd be leery of a fake here. And there you go. We're set. Snap. Hold. Good kick.
Oh,
he missed it.
Missed it wide.
He had the distance. But it goes wide right. 17-7 is our score at the half. A little drama there. Late first half. Grass Lake holds on to a 10-point advantage. 17-7. Here at home against the Manchester Flying Dutch. Matt, pretty interesting first half of action.
A couple of key plays. I just, for me, it's the 2nd and 4 call. Manchester's driving, tried to throw it downfield, it was incomplete, almost got intercepted, put him in a 3rd and 4. They end up not getting the first down, end up getting stopped on downs. That was a key play. That's just my feeling watching the game. The other key play was that really the great catch by Cochran on that pass on their last scoring drive.
Mm-hmm.
that Copper and all end up, you know, finishing. But it's just this has been an interesting game. I mean, I think, you know, Manchester's played well. Both teams have been pretty solid defensively.
Mm-hmm.
But Grass Lake 17-7, and like you said, Grass Lake seems to make good halftime adjustments.
Yeah. So, and that's going to be important, and I think Manchester would love to come out and do a little more of the same, the things that worked for them in the first half, which really, you know, once they got behind and they're with time running down, they started to have to throw the ball around. But I think they'd like to settle in, get back to Hunter Carson, and you know, run the ball down. So if they can make that, have 10 points, you don't have to feel like you're playing from behind and having to catch up. I think that's, you want to come down and have a controlled drive, make it 3 points with a touchdown, and then, you know, go from there. You're right back in it. We will take a three-minute break here on the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Family-owned and operated since 1940. That was the same year that Matt got his driver's license. And his first Model T.
We salute you.
We'll take a break and we'll be back on K105.3. 17-7, Grass Lake leads Manchester.
Really?
Manchester Marathon would like to wish the Flying Dutchman of Manchester Community Schools the best of luck in the postseason. Stop into the Manchester Marathon every morning for a cup of coffee and conversation. Fill up your tank and load up on snacks for the afternoon. Pop in after work or school for those last-minute groceries for quick and friendly in-and-out service. Located in downtown Manchester, it's your Manchester Marathon. Go Flying Dutchman!
For your wedding or special event, choose Ghost Rider DJ Services, because the DJ makes the difference. Ghost Rider DJ Services has been serving the Jackson area for over 20 years, providing the highest quality entertainment with the newest technology in sound and lights. To show their appreciation for those who serve, Ghost Rider DJ Services always offer a military discount. For more info, check out GhostRiderDJ.com and like them on Facebook at Ghost Rider DJ Services, the ones with the mirror ball. Ghost Rider DJ Services, because the DJ makes the difference.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers Floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
The end of the year is coming, and Healthy Smiles Dental Care of Manchester would like to remind you that now is the time to use the balance of your flexible spending account. Located in downtown Manchester, Healthy Smiles Dental Care is offering 20% off new patient exams and necessary x-rays. Remember, a healthy body starts with a healthy smile. Go get them, Flying Dutchman, from your friends at Healthy Smiles Dental Care of Manchester. Call for your appointment today or log on to healthysmilesdentists.com.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
The entire staff of Dave's Pre-Owned Clinton would like to wish the Flying Dutchman of Manchester the best of luck in the postseason. Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton, just a 10-minute drive from downtown Manchester, offering quality pre-owned cars and trucks with financing for all. Get $3,000 minimum for your trade right now at Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton. Push it, pull it, or tow it in. Doesn't matter. At Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton. Get into a reliable ride this winter. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details and go Flying Dutchman.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, 17-7 is our score here from Grass Lake. The Warriors lead the Flying Dutchman of Manchester. And it was an interesting, fun first half to watch. Really pretty good football. We had a few penalties that hurt Grass Lake early. And then like you said, Matt, you disagree with a couple of the play calls.
Well, and I mean, I just don't think the margin. I mean, it's easy to second guess. I mean,
sure,
but I just don't think there's a lot of margin of error for Manchester. I think Grass Lake's a better team. I think they're a better team on both sides of the ball. They're more balanced. So Manchester, you know, because of the margin of error, they really have to play better to win, so to speak. Anybody, but so it's easy to criticize that call. But I mean, if it's not underthrown and it's complete and you get a touchdown out of it, then it's a great call. So it's easy to armchair quarterback from Rob setting. So
kind of what we're here to do on the Cowles Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report, family owned and operated since 1940. And Matt, what do you got for the Tri-County Water Scoreboard?
I got Columbia Central leads Southfield Bradford 19-14. Halftime, Michigan Center 14-13 over Napoleon. Halftime, Concord 7-6 over Springport. Halftime, Lumen Christi 35-6 over Waterville Elite. Homer leads Dansville 25-14. Hudson at halftime leads Detroit Delta Prep 20-0. Halftime score, Schoolcraft leads Constantine 20-14. The winner of that game gets Lumen Christi, it appears. Halftime, Coldwater up 14-0 on Harper Creek. And Ida leads Stockbridge halftime 20-0. And that's, you know, Stockbridge is a team that can score. So Ida's must be pretty good to be up 20-0 against the high-scoring Stockbridge team. So
did we get anything on that Whittemore Prescott Flint Hamity
score?
I've been looking.
I'm going to find it.
All right, well, while you work on that, we'll talk to our visitor here in the press box. It is Tom Nolte, Executive Director from the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce, one of our sponsors tonight on the game. Tom, welcome to the press box.
Well, thank you. I'm having a good time. I can see real well up here. It's been a pretty good game so far.
Sure. I'm sure you're excited for the result so far, 17-7 for the Grass Lake Warriors.
Oh, indeed.
Now Joe DeBoe usually comes up here and does the promotion, but he was busy tonight, so he got you in here.
Joe ran short on employees, so he had to cover it himself tonight.
Oh, man. Well, whoever had hired that company for the gig, that must be excited to have the
Ghost
original
Rider
Ghost Rider there.
DJ,
yeah.
I was supposed to do that to get a T-shirt.
Well, Tom, Joe's usually got a list of activities you got upcoming, and I'm sure you're aware of the same list, so what kind of things are you guys getting into in the coming weeks for the Grass Lake Chamber?
Well, one of the newest ones is the Trunk or Treat at the Depot on Monday night. There'll be a few businesses down there passing out candy and who knows what else. Coming up December 3rd, the first Saturday in December, is the Festival of Lights. We'll be turning on the Christmas season that night, having a good time. Parade, lots of hot chocolate, and plenty of fun with Santa. So it should be a good weekend that weekend.
Sounds great.
And that pretty much closes out the year for us. We'll get back into it again with the Winterfest in January. And the Winterfest this year is going to be moving up to Grass Lake High School. The whole thing is going to take place up here. So it should be an interesting show this year.
Yeah, that was the one that piqued my interest, Joe was talking about. You guys have this in ice sculpture contest?
Ice sculpturing contest and a chili cook-off. And the chili cook-off's gotten so big we didn't have any place to put it downtown, so we brought it out to the high school.
Sure.
Should be good for it this year.
Well, that's excellent. So sounds like things are really popping.
Oh, yeah.
In the village of Grass Lake.
Yeah, it's hard to believe a new year's coming up so quickly.
Yeah, really. Well, that's great. Well, thanks for coming up. And is there anything else you want to hit before we move on here in the half?
No, I just want to say hi to Joe in case he's listening.
All right, that's excellent. Tom, thanks very much. Executive Director from the Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, Tom Nolte, and join them for those events out here in the village of Grass Lake, one of my favorite spots. And if you happen to be out in Grass Lake and you bump into Spider, tell him I said hello. Matt, why don't we do the scoring recap? You got that for us?
I do. Your Grass Lake got on the...
Hold up, before you do, did I say, do you got that for us? Is that what I said?
Yeah, well...
Got that for
I'm
us?
I'm not going to say
do
that.
Do you have that?
You take shots at me all the time about my age. I could have took a shot right there, but I'm not going to.
What are you teaching,
I respect too many teachers out at Michigan Center. I mean, you are, you know...
Right.
You obviously
I'm a product of the...
Well, you slipped through the cracks. I mean, you know, some guys slipped through the cracks, you slipped through the cracks. Boyle, I mean, let's be honest here.
Well done, sir. Well played. scoring recap. Do you got that scoring recap?
I do. I got a Grass Lake on the board first with a Sherwood field goal. Put Grass Lake up 3-0. And then a one-yard run by Manchester made it 7-3. And then Coppernall from 3 yards out put Grass Lake up 10-7. And then Piccolo on a pass from Luchka, 33 yards, to give us our 17-7 halftime score.
And that is indeed where we sit. A few minutes left here on the halftime. Again, that's for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And I wanted to mention Tri-County Water on the scoreboard update, serving Jackson for over 50 years. And you know that 50-year anniversary almost coincides with your high school reunion, doesn't it?
I thought you said my age. You know, you're just, that's your way of getting back at me.
Well,
Everybody out there that's listening right now knows I owned you on that last comment about the about you slipping through the cracks, and you're going to say things about my age, you're going to, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, well,
that's what makes you feel better.
It does. Bullying's not okay.
It's not.
Public service announcement brought to you by the K105.3 High School Football Broadcast Team.
Man, we don't have a good time up here, do we?
No, I don't know what else. There's nothing else I would rather be doing, I guess, on a Friday night than watching some good high school football.
Well, I thought you were going to say hanging out with me. I thought that's where it was going. But
well, if you didn't cut me off there, maybe that's where I would have gone, Matt. But you were impatient, and, you know, that's something you can work at.
I'll work on it.
But, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
You can't.
You're certainly an old dog. Thank you to our sponsors on the game tonight, Ghost Rider DJs, as we mentioned, Joe DeBow. Also a member of that Grass Lake Community Schools also on board. Jackson District Library, they've got that, the millage for the library is going to be on the ballot. And I understand that in Jackson County, it's going to be on the back side of the ballot. So if you want to vote for that millage for the Jackson District Library, flip over your ballot and look at that.
Got to vote for it. Can I say that? Can I put a plug in? I mean, I'm a teacher. I'm an educator.
You know what?
I don't know.
You can feel free. You know what?
That's a good cause.
You're not
a good cause,
trying to be
man.
Journalistic or anything. Yeah.
No, that's a good cause.
You know, and a lot of it, most of it's about a renewal rather than any increase. There is an increase, but at the very least, you want to renew that for sure. I really appreciate the things that happened at the Jackson District Library. And I don't want to get too far into politics, but that's something I found interesting hearing from Sarah Tackett and the crew at the library saying, you know, when you have... You think with the electronic age and how we're getting everything digitally now, that books would be kind of out of. But that's not all they do at the library. Matter of fact, they're getting more use out of the library maybe now than ever with their
you know,
digital access.
Even digital, I mean, you get, you know, they have a thing that's called Overdrive that we use at school.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a subscription, a library card, and you have a Kindle, you have access to those online books that
you can
bring
exactly.
into your school. So. It is not just a book. It's also online books and audio books for, you know, kids that, you know, when you differentiate, you know, learning and teaching, it's nice to have that. So the library is not just, let's go check out a book. It's far more extensive than that. And they really reach out into the community, too. So.
Sure. Oh, and we appreciate them being one of our sponsors on the game tonight. Manchester Marathon Station. What do we hear? You want to step out there and have a cup of coffee and some conversation in the morning? Dave's pre-owned in Clinton. Dave's pre-owned cars. We appreciate them on board tonight, too. Healthy Smiles Dental Care. Steel Graphics. Grass Lake Insurance Agency. Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop. I might need to see them. I'm terrible at car ownership. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, our halftime report. Sponsors in Manchester Community Schools on board supporting their Flying Dutch. Right now, they can use the support, trailing by 10 to the Grass Lake Warriors. 17-7 our score. We will take a 3-minute break here on the halftime and get back here with second half action on K105.3.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
If you're looking to save money on your monthly expenses, maybe you're spending too much on your home and auto insurance. The experts at the Grass Lake Insurance Agency, your Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, will review your current coverage and make sure you're getting the best rate possible. Farm Bureau Insurance and the Grass Lake Insurance Agency would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best in their march through the postseason.
When you think business technology, think AOS. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. American Office Solutions offers superior office equipment and services, allowing your business to strive and run the way it should. From copiers and printers to web design, IT services, and document management solutions, AOS is your one-stop source for everything business technology. American Office Solutions. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. Online at getaos.com.
Make your team, your staff, your family feel special with a one-of-a-kind custom t-shirt from Steel Graphics Design, Printing, Signs, and Apparel in downtown Manchester. Not a cookie-cutter shop. Sit down and get your custom design with Denny and Dawn at Steel Graphics, your home for Flying Dutchman apparel. Go Flying Dutchman! Steel Graphics Design, Printing, Sign, and Apparel in the heart of downtown Manchester. Proud supporter of Manchester Athletics. Are you looking for a safe, progressive school district with award-winning teachers that is a leader in STEM education that is expanding into a one-to-one computer initiative for its students? Are you looking for an affordable location to enjoy life in a rural setting that is close to high-end amenities? We invite you to explore the potential of the housing market in the Grass Lake Community School District. We're only minutes from Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, and Battle Creek. Easy access to Interstate 94. Learn more by going to grasslakeschools.com. Grass Lake, great schools and a great place to call home.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. One more big thank you to Cowan's Brothers for covering. Once again, our halftime sponsors, family-owned and operated since 1940. And we will get into the second half here, just watching the halftime clock tick away. Both teams back on the field, getting warmed up, getting loose, ready for the second half. A little confab with the officials down on the field. Matt, what do you look for in the second half here?
Well, like you said, we haven't had that. We've had a couple of turnovers,
mm-hmm.
But we haven't had that big turnover. We haven't had a turnover that led directly into a score. So I guess this is going to come down to a. Teams that take care of the ball and get stops. Like I said, I think if Grass Lake puts another score on, I think this is going to be a tough game for Manchester to come back. I just don't think offensively they have the kind of team that can play from behind. They're pretty one-dimensional. They showed maybe a couple of things in the passing game, but not a lot.
Well, I think their pass game really feeds off the run. I don't think they can go out there and wing it all over the field.
No, I agree, and I think that. Whereas Grass Lake is really pretty balanced. We saw, Luchka, he can run and pass himself, and he's got, Coppernall, who's outstanding running back. And today, Vicolo's really had a nice game for them. Interception, scored on that, touchdown pass. He also had a couple nice runs too in that half. So he's made the most of his opportunities.
Grass Lake will receive the kickoff to start the half, and they've got Jared Henry back deep to receive. Also back there, Joe Vicolo, who you mentioned. And on the opposite side of the field, Dalton Dibley. 12 minutes on the clock. And Nick Tindall ready to kick off for the Dutch. Ball on the 40. Slow approach. Now he'll speed it up, and there's the boot. And it's a low bouncing kick. Not a full onside attempt, but maybe one that you hope that you can have a shot to recover. That's going to be down at the 37 where Grass Lake will start things up for the second half. Leading 17-7 on the K105.3 playoff football frenzy.
You know, I know it's maybe cliche a little bit, but this is a huge drive right here for both teams. I think if Grass Lake goes down and scores, it becomes a three-score game.
They kind of get a stranglehold on the game.
Exactly. If Manchester gets a stop, you know, they... So this is a huge possession to start the half.
Give goes to Danny Vicolo on first down, and he's going to battle for about 3 yards.
Danny Vicolo on the carry.
Joe Vicolo wears number 3. Danny wears number 4 for the Grass Lake Warriors. And one of the things that I like about coming out to Grass Lake, Manchester, it's true too, but you see similar names every time. And it's nice all these little communities kind of have that going for them. Danny Vicolo on second down. What a great tackle.
Number 4.
Number 48. Who's that, Matt? That's our buddy.
Gus
Rickelman.
We're just going to call him Gus.
Gus. Third down and 7 for Grass Lake. There's a big kind of defensive play that you needed out of Manchester, and a big third down stand here would be perfect. Get them started in the second half. Shotgun for Luchka. Back to pass. Got time. Overthrows. Had an open receiver. Lucas Challenger.
Manchester gets their stop.
And we get a running clock going on over at Lumen Christie. 41-6 now. The score against Waterville.
They got a field goal, Michigan Center field goal. They now lead Napoleon 17-13.
It's an all-conference kicker that they've got working for them, Michigan Center. Of course, had that big game winner. Manchester defense stands up on their first possession of the second half. Let's go with the punt. Good kick. Bounces at the 20, takes a Grass Lake roll. And that's going to get all the way down to the 11-yard line. Manchester going to start deep in their own territory. Long drawn-out drive would be wonderful to get the Dutch started. But they do the job on that first possession, man. Like you said, it was a big opportunity for them to get that stop, and they did it. 10:51 to go third quarter, 17-7. They trail, and the Manchester offense takes the field. Out of the huddle, they'll come up to the line. They use a couple different formations, and I feel like they were most effective out of that shotgun that they used in the first half, but they'll come out with Zagila under center. Good in the backfield.
I thought what was effective for them for most of the first half is when they just went, they had the ball control, and they were content with, you know, 4 or 5 yards here and there.
Hunter Carson on first down.
And what they did was they kept Grass Lake's offense off the field.
Sure.
And I think that we talked at one point in the first half, the time of possession was really a huge Manchester advantage. And then Grass Lake punched in 2 scores, and, you know, it's a 10-point game. So.
Yeah. Hunter Carson with a yard on first down. 2nd and 9 for Manchester. Now they move to that shotgun formation. 4 wideouts. Zagila, and he will pass on 2nd down. Now I pull it down to run. He's got some room. Makes a nifty move at the sideline. He'll get the 1st down and hit out of bounds. Get a flag. Nothing egregious, but if he had stepped out of bounds, that's a late hit. So 1st down and run for Zagila is going to get some yardage added to the end of it. And all of a sudden, a difficult starting field position for Manchester starts to see them get some breathing room. More than breathing room, they're moving toward Grass Lake territory.
Started at, the 11-yard line? Mm-hmm. And now they're going to be at about the 38-yard line.
10 minutes, 10 seconds, 17-7 Grass Lake leads, but Manchester getting something going on their first drive of the second half. Hunter Carson in the backfield with Zagila. 4 wide receivers. Receiver goes in motion. And fake the give and keep Zagila. They've got him hemmed up, though, and he's going to lose big. Slides down back at the 30. He's going to lose about 7 yards on the play. Good job by the Grass Lake defense to get penetration.
Number 3, Joe Vicolo.
Joe Vicolo, again, having himself a heck of a game tonight. Big on the defense. and offensive sides of the ball. It's Grass Lake now has got Manchester in a second and 18 situation. And again, Matt, you know, with that feeling that they can't play from behind, I think it's tough for them to pick up big yardage plays when they need it to. This is a passing down for Zagila, and he's got some time back there, gets some pressure at the end, completes the pass. Stop for almost no gain, suplexed on the tackle.
Suplex, I like that. Playing it into
Suplex
the turf.
City, was that Brock Lesnar on the stop? Any of my WWE fans listening? But they do get about 7 yards on the play. 8 yards. We're back at that original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 10 for the Dutch. And did you see who made that catch, Matt? Can get the number turned into a Tindall on the catch. Thank you. There's another run for Zagila on first down up the right side, and he's going to get stopped short of the first to the 45 out of bounds.
Zagila on the
field. 4th down at about 3. What a good.
Yeah, Manchester, this is an interesting call right here. Looks like they're going to send their punting unit out. It's an interesting call. This is, you know, this could be a, watch this. This is a possible situation for a fake, but looks like Grass Lake is defensively. They're going to send a couple guys back here.
They got 45-yard line for Manchester. Now some motion. And that is a fake, Matt. And you could, I could see it. You could see that guy moved into that position, yep. And he was holding his hands up like he was waiting for that football to come.
And what happened was,
they did stop him shy of it, though, it looks like.
That's, oh, they did, too.
Yep. It was close.
Yep.
The turnover on downs, Grass Lake will take over Manchester territory on the 47. Yeah, you see number two, Braden Ballard sitting there, had his hands out as though he was going to accept that snap, and he did get it. Tindall, the punter. Just kind of gave it away for me. I don't know if the Grass Lake defense read it. Maybe that is the case, though. They were all over it. A takeover, 1st and 10. Grass Lake offense back on the field. Lutzka shotgun. He's got Coppernoll about 3 yards behind him. Henry in motion. The give does go to Coppernoll. And he'll get stopped at the 45. He'll get about 2 yards on first down. 7:37 to go, third quarter, 17-7. A lot of sevens on the scoreboard there. Grass Lake leads by 10 for Manchester. They'd like to add some points right here. And as we said, take control of the game. 2nd and 8. Shotgun for Lutzka again. Gives to Coppernoll, and he's met in the backfield. He'll lose 3 yards on that play.
I'll tell you, Manchester's defense really stepped up here to start the third quarter. In a position right now where they can get Grass Lake off the field twice in a row, 3 and out.
Shotgun formation now for Lutzka with Coppernoll to his right. Back to pass on 3rd and 11.
All going long.
Down the right side, he's got 1-on-1 with Henry, and he couldn't locate it. Good throw. Henry couldn't quite see the ball, and he loses it incomplete. 4th down and 11. Grass Lake brings out the punt crew.
Lucas Challenger was open, too. He had ran a little slant right there. I thought initially watching that play develop, I thought that's where it was, where the play was going. He was running free in the middle of the field. I think he would have got the first down plus.
Set on a 4th down. Looks like Grass Lake will punt. I don't expect a fake, and that's not the case. Lutzka gets it. Well blocked. Punts well. Bounces at the 21. It goes a Grass Lake direction. Put it at the 18-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Manchester Flying Dutch as they stand up on defense again. Trading possessions here early going in the second half.
Looks
fall out.
.634 to go, third quarter, 17-7, Grass Lake advantage. K105.3 Football Frenzy Playoff Edition. Matt Lehman, Steve Boyle. Mike Reed, executive producer, back in the studio handling the business of making sure the commercials could play. A first down to give. Looks like, did he get that to Hunter Carson? I believe yes. So. Nope. Out of the pile emerges Paul Durheim with the ball.
Jordan Good on the carry.
Now they say it's good.
56
chicken. I see Durheim in the backfield. That's what I'm sticking with. 6:06 to go, 17-7. Second down and 9 for the Dutch. Seguila's going to pass on the play action, rolling out. Open man. Oh missed man. It. Threw the hands off his helmet. Intended receiver, Nick Tindall.
This pass is incomplete.
Incomplete. That's going to bring up third down and 9 for Manchester. .557 on the clock here, third quarter.
Yeah, both defenses stepped up so far here in the second half.
Yeah, I like that. It doesn't look like either coach got any kind of an edge in the adjustment category. They just both kind of come back out and got a stalemate so far. Good penetration for the Grass Lake defense. Good job by Zagila to avoid it. He'll get it downfield. Incomplete. But, he was in danger of losing another double-digit yardage there, and Zagila eluded the defenders, got the pass away incomplete.
Well, Manchester's really struggled in the protecting. And their run blocking has been solid, but their pass blocking has not been solid. It's really, he's kind of running for his life back there. Another punt here.
Looks like Doug Flutie back there. Just
does.
So Tindall back to punt. I don't expect a fake here in 4th and 9. Back to Tindall. Put the boot to an end over end. Bounces at the 48 and out of bounds.
About midfield?
Right about midfield. I think that's where the official's going to go stand, and that's the case. Grass Lake will take over on the 50-yard line. 5:44 to go in the third. 10-point advantage. I like that Grass Lake comes out. They don't play like they're trying to hold on to a 10-point lead. The playbooks, everything in the playbook is on the table. They'll use it all. Throw it around. Still play wide open. And I'd say that as a compliment. I think sometimes a team would come out at this point with a 10-point lead and try to play not to lose. Piccolo on the handoff breaks a tackle. Now he's going to turn into a big gain.
Made a 3-yard loss into an 8-yard gain.
That was
Barry Sanders like right there.
There's a favorite in the house right now. In the clubhouse for Subway Player of the Game right now, Piccolo, unless somebody steps up and does something huge, he's got the stranglehold, in my opinion, on that award. And as we know, I have veto authority. Quick pass. Lutschka on second and short.
It's obvious you're the talent. Man, you're the talent. Man. We know that.
I won't argue with you on that one. Dalton Dively, the intended receiver, incomplete. Third down and short for Grass Lake. You know,
some of the listeners.
After all, and just as I was about to bury the hatchet,
you buried the hatchet.
Third down, Lushka pass, and he's got Henry. That's going to be good enough for the first down. Brought down near the 36. Still spotted at the shy of the 35.
This is where Grass Lake is. You know, they're just they're multi-dimensional. I mean, they can run, they can throw. So it's because the big first down.
Field general off there, 1st and 10. 35-yard line. Hand off to Piccolo. Joe, the runner, and he stopped for no gain. Might have lost a yard.
Piccolo was tackled by number 72, Charlie Depp.
Grass Lake Warriors. Winner of this game will move on to face Napoleon, Michigan Center winner, If Grass Lake is indeed the winner, the game will be here next week. And for on second down, Paul batted around. Dively had a shot at it and a couple of Manchester defenders, too, and it falls incomplete. Bring up third down and 10 for Grass Lake. On the pass breakup, Jacob Dodak, and I believe that was also Tom Tremblay. Shotgun for Luchka, 4:23 to go, third quarter, 17-7 Grass Lake advantage on the third and 10. Coppernol is the running back. He'll take the handoff.
It's going to bring up fourth down.
Dive ahead for about five. Fourth down at five for the Warriors. They go for it here.
Coppernol with the carry. He's tackled by number 36, Dylan Novak.
They're going to go for it. I think I might punt this. The reason is because I just don't think Manchester could drive down the field and score on them.
Four wide for Luchka. He's back to pass. Good protection. Open man nice. Is Dively, and that's a first down.
Nice pass. Faith in your quarterback right there.
Swing the short curl route.
Taken down by number 10.
Sit down and catch it. First down, Grass Lake.
First down, Warriors.
Once again, Luchka looking good in the pass game for the Warriors, and good, great protection from the offensive line when he goes back to pass. You can see it's kind of a counter to what we've seen with Zagila having to run around. First down play is a handoff to Coppernol.
He's
brought down at the 23-yard line.
End of the third quarter. Michigan Center still clinging to a 17-13 lead over Napoleon.
Clock ticking down to 3:14 in our third quarter. Luchka and shotgun second down, and they got him marked at 9. Grass Lake, and the give goes to Danny Vacolo to the outside. He's going to look to catch the corner, turns it upfield, and he's taken down out of bounds.
Danny Vacolo with
15.
The ball.
That's going to be just about a yard shy. No, they must have got him step out of bounds a little earlier than I saw on that opposite sideline. We'll bring up third and about 2 for the Warriors. Pistol formation with Coppernol behind Luchka, and he takes the give. No, it's Vacolo. He's hit right at the line. Looks like that initial contact came from Tyndall. We had number 36 for Manchester involved. Still a Novak. And I think maybe even Paul Durheim dove on top of that at the end. Fourth down, another 4 for Grass Lake.
The chance for the Manchester defense to get off the field.
Two minutes to go in the third quarter. Play action, roll out.
Got a little pressure.
Luchka got a little pressure. He rolls out. Now he's going to try to pull it down and run for it.
First down.
He's got the first down.
Nice job.
Inside the 10 as he's taken down out of bounds.
Nice roll out. I let Manchester do a good job right there bringing the pressure.
Good decision-making by Luchka, though,
and he finds
first down. On the penetration on the defense, Hunter Carson for the Dutch. Luchka back on the field. Quick to the line, Grass Lake. There's the snap. Give goes to Danny Vacolo. He's hit. And who is it there again?
A host of
Gus. Gus Rickelman on the initial contact. But, yeah, you get a crew of Dutchmen flying to the football there. With a minute 16 to go in the third period. 17-7. Grass Lake still with the 10-point advantage. Luchka takes the snap, looking to pass again, goes to the end zone. Dively, and again, no flag, a lot of contact, more contact on that play. This one, I would not have had a disagreement if they pulled the flag. I kind of feel like they should have. Again, when you compare it to the pass interference that did get called. Well, they called defensive holding on that play in the first half. It wasn't actually a pass interference call, but chorus of boos come up from the
which we knew was going to happen.
Grass Lake faithful. Third and goal. Play action, another rollout for Luchka, and he's going to look to run it again. He's hit at the five, but he'll go down to the four. And we may see the Grass Lake field goal unit on this one. .5 to go third quarter, 17-7 our score, and Grass Lake got a decision. And we got an injury on the field. I can't make out the number, but it's a Manchester player. And the spotter up here in the booth saying Gus Rickelman. He's been in on a lot of plays for that Manchester D, so they're definitely gonna want him back in. Is that Wes Gall making his way out onto the field?
Update from Concord. Concord now leads Springport 21-14 with a minute to go in the third quarter.
Who would Concord see?
Right now it appears Homer. At Homer, because Homer's up 31-14 on Dansville.
Big Eight battling each other around there.
Big Eight battle, yes.
Concord Homer would be. That was a Concord victory.
Concord won
in the regular
season.
Yes.
Schoolcraft and Constantine are in a battle. That's been back and forth all night. Schoolcraft currently leads 28-21. The winner of that game gets Lumen Christi. And Schoolcraft would host.
Yeah, Schoolcraft would host, and Constantine would have to come to Jackson to play that one. Low snap on the field goal attempt, but they get the hold down, hit it off the upright.
Oh, good.
And that's no good, so it's as good as a stop for Manchester. 17-7 on the score with 25 seconds to go in the third. The Dutch will take over possession. But again, they've started every drive in this half deep in their own territory. So Grass Lake has at least maintained that field position advantage. A lot of field to work with for Manchester.
Bo Bell punched another one in. 48-12. Lumen Christi leads Waterville Elite. Early fourth quarter.
What's the Waterville Elite mascot, Matt? Do you know?
I don't know.
You have to look that up. Manchester on the field. 20-yard line.
The Surfers? The Surfers of Waterville Elite? No?
Waterville Elite Panthers. First down is a handoff for the Dutch. Not a lot of running room for Jordan Good. He's brought down for 1 yard. Second and nine.
Taken down by number 12, Nick Plensgrove.
And that's going to run out the third quarter. 17-7 our score, Grass Lake. With a 10-point lead, they'll switch ends. We'll take a one-minute break on K105.3.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Start of the fourth quarter, Manchester completes a big pass play. That's going to get him a first down.
Manchester first down.
And they'll mark the ball at the Manchester 31. Fourth quarter, brought to you by B&G Landscape. B&G Landscape.
Got mulch?
Shotgun formation. No. Excuse me. Zagiel under center. He's got two wide receivers to his right. The gift goes to Hunter Carson on first down. He's,
Zagiel hands off to number 47, Hunter Carson.
Did they even bring him down in that pile? Looks like he did go down there at the end. Oh, he's got about 2 yards on first down.
I'd like to see Manchester continue with their play calling right here. I mean, I know that's just, they have 4 yards right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been pretty consistent when they've ran. They get positive yards. It's when they've tried to, do some play action and roll out where Grass Lake's got good penetration and really caused some havoc and got a couple big sacks. And
second and six. Zagiel under center again, and this time he looks to get a quick pass out, and that's a nice play call. 42
close to
a
first down.
On the reception.
It might be just a little bit short.
The Dutch. That'll bring up a third and short. Receiver on the play is Caleb Goodell.
Caleb Goodell. He's tackled by number three.
They did whistle that first down, man.
Number 17.
They gave him the first down. All right.
Indeed. Under 11 minutes. 17-7. Manchester driving. Yeah, I like that play call. Kind of a little swing pass almost, but it goes to the receiver, Goodell. First and 10 for Manchester. And this time Zagiela keeps it quick through the line.
I just saw something. Look at that. Pushing for
stays on his feet
nine.
And battles.
Zagiela with the ball.
Almost like he came up and
taken down by 15.
Kind of tapped the center on the hind end and said, I'm going to go right off your backside and get 9 quick yards. Just caught him off guard a little bit.
9 yards on first down. They're into Grass Lake territory now. And Zagiela's mark. He's 5'8", 155, Matt.
That's about my size. I'm about 6 foot 150 now. 180.
Oh, okay. Another pass on second down and short, and they've got the first down receiver on that one, Braden Ballard.
Chester's got a nice drive going here.
Ballard with the ball.
Ballard leans forward, and he's tackled at the 46.
First down, Manchester.
Manchester finding some offensive rhythm, getting a little momentum here in the drive.
You're going to be a happy camper because I just got an update. Michigan Center now leads Napoleon 24-13.
I'm completely unbiased, Matt. So.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I think it'd be fun to get a Grass Lake Michigan Center rematch out here.
Oh, get a little
hat back pass. Razzle. Open man. Oh!
A little razzle dazzle.
Tyndall, the intended receiver, going to pitch
receiver.
To Paul Durheim. His pass is incomplete. First and 10. West Gall getting creative for the Manchester Flying Dutch. Second down and 10, looking for a big play. 9:34 left in this tilt, and we still have a 10-point Grass-like advantage. Out of the shotgun now for Zagiela. Second down. Deep back is Jordan Good. No, that's Carson. And it looked like a pass play. Protection broke down. And you get Jacob Mullett.
Still is taken down.
Into the backfield along with. That is Zach Foreman. Good penetration once again by the Grass Lake defense. And it's like kind of like you said, Matt, and I hate to second guess an outstanding coaching staff that Manchester has, but first down they go with the pass play, second down they pass again, and now here they are with third down and about 15, and they're back, you know, back in their own side of the field, where, you know, a couple of tough runs, Hunter Carson, and
Manchester's
going to
bring the farm right here.
Ooh. And there was a nice pass attempt, hits his hands, and he takes a licking on that play. Looks like Henry and Foreman being on the stop for the Warriors. And the Manchester player down on the field again, slow to get up.
And an update from Columbia Central. Southfield Bradford has taken a 30-26 in that lead in that game. That was a 19-0 early lead for Columbia Central.
And now, yeah, the Manchester player still on the field is slow to get up after taking a hit on the incomplete pass. Fourth down at 15 is the setup here that Manchester's got to deal with. Training staff on the field from both sidelines. Officials meeting near midfield, but right, really we're just waiting to find out the status of this player on the field. Braden Ballard, the injured Dutch player. Helmet off and no movement right now, and he was moving when he was first hit. I'm sure, you know, they get out there and tell him to lay still. Looked like he was holding maybe his side. And still, there you go. They're going to get him up to his feet. Oh, they start to. He gets about halfway and takes a pause, and now he's all the way up. Ballard gingerly walking off. Doesn't give the impression of a limp or anything like that. So we'll keep an eye on his status. So Manchester will hit the huddle. Figure out what they're going to do here on this 4th and 15 play. With 8:43 to go, doesn't take a lot of time for them to score, you know, on a big play, but tough to get a big play against the Grasslake defense. It's been pretty good this all season long. Manchester elects to punt on the 4th and 15. Jovacolo and Austin Raguso deep to receive. Tyndall sets the 35 for Manchester. Low snap, Tyndall gets it, gets the punt away, and it's going to be fair caught. Vacolo, the 27. 17-7, Grass Lake still leads by 10, 8:37 to go in this contest.
A lost phone has been turned into the concession stand. Lost phone has been turned into the concession stand.
Again, we're here in the fourth quarter for B&G Landscape. They've been with us all season long.
Take your
B&G Landscape.
Got mulch?
And receive a free appetizer and any drink purchase.
Grass Lake Community Schools, Ghost Rider DJs, Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, the community of Grass Lake all getting together to support the Warriors tonight. And Manchester, too. We got the Manchester Community Schools crew on here, Manchester Marathon Station. Out of the shotgun, our first down, Luchko with a quick out pass. And the receiver loses the football.
I got it.
And they got it back on the reception there for Grass Lake. See number 81. And I don't have him on my roster, Matt. Do you have?
I don't.
This pass is complete to number 81, Steven Crisco.
Steven Crisco. Might be one late season call up, postseason call up here. Henry on ahead of everyone. Through his hands.
Oh,
perfectly thrown ball there by Luchka. Henry had to step on everyone. Over the shoulder, basket catch, and it went through his arms. Henry's going to wish he had another shot at that one. It's going to bring up third down and four for the Grass Lake offense. Ball spotted on their own 34-yard line. Luchka takes the snap, gives to Coppernoll, and nice job by the Manchester defense to bring him down. He gets about two on the play. I'm going to bring a fourth and two for the Warriors.
Tackled by number 48, Gus Rickerman.
Did we make a movie reference yet in the broadcast?
We haven't.
I mean, I brought up the
I thought, you know, when you
last
said, when you said Gus, the first thing I thought of was Gus was the field goal kicking mule, remember? From Disney? You don't remember that?
No.
Are you serious? Oh,
wow.
My gosh, I think I might have.
Is that like, was Kurt Russell in that? He was in like all those Disney movies.
Yes.
Right?
Gus.
I vaguely remember it. But when you go Disney and the name Gus, I think of Gus from Cinderella. The mouse.
Oh. I didn't watch Cinderella.
Ever?
No.
You have so many kids.
I usually fall asleep in those things. Well, I take them, but I fall
all
asleep.
All right. I can't believe you're not touched by the magic of Disney, Matt. It just goes. What are you? You don't have a soul? Is that? 7:27 to go here. Fourth quarter of our game. 17-7 is the score. Grass Lake with the ball, fourth and two. And it looks like they're not going to mess around on fourth and two. Luchka comes in deep to handle punting duties. And Durheim back deep to return for the Manchester Flying Dutch. And a high pump for Luchka. Not real deep. That's going to bounce to 40. Take a sideways hop and skip to the 37
that
before
looked,
it goes out of bounds.
That looked like one of my wedge shots right there.
Additionally, I'd like to thank a couple other sponsors in the game tonight. The Jackson District Library. Again, you're voting for that millage on your Jackson County ballot. Make sure you flip it over. It's on the back. Dave's pre-owned of Clinton. Manchester Marathon Station, Healthy Smiles Dental Care, Steel Graphics, Grass Lake Insurance Agency, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop.
Pulling,
shotgun formation for Zagila.
Pulling now trailing Michigan Center 24-19. About 5 minutes left in that.
There's a reverse handoff. First to Good. Then he gives it back to Goodell. That's going to get Manchester about 5 yards, 6 yards on first down. Generous spot.
Tackled by number 70, Brett Lockridge.
I tell you, this has been a defensive battle here in the second half.
Yeah, we're scoreless with under 7 minutes to go.
We talked about adjustments, and we talked about before the game, two of the best coaches in the area.
Goodell goes in motion. Shotgun for Zagila. Looking to pitch it out to Jordan Good. Hit. And nice tackle by Henry.
He's hit by number 7, Jared Henry.
And that's going to bring up third down about 7 for Manchester. .625 left in our game here. 9:01 on K105.3 WKHM FM. Brooklyn Jackson, we're at Grass Lake. Durheim goes into motion. Zagila rolls out to pass.
Oh, man.
He's got a man open and caught. He had two guys to pick from out there. Caleb Goodell on the reception. Big game for the Dutchman on third down. Keep the drive alive.
I'll tell you, Manchester.
Got him at the 40.
Manchester's defense has kept their offense in this game. If Manchester could just put a drive together, he gets a lot of time left.
40-yard line, Manchester's got first and 10 into Grass Lake territory. 5:50 left in the fourth quarter. Zagila out of the shotgun, he's going to pass again. Looks to Tindall. No, that's Good, out of the backfield. Incomplete.
Yeah, I don't think that was a bad drop right there.
Nah, if he catches
I think
that,
he catches,
he's hit
he loses
immediately.
A couple. Yep, I think he loses a couple. I think it was...
Michael Mullitz in the vicinity. Ready to lay a lick on Jordan Good. Incomplete pass brings up second down and 10 for Manchester. And let's spread it out with three wide receivers left. Side of Zagila out of the shotgun. He's back to pass. good time protection, and he's got a complete pass out there to Goodell for about 7 yards, bringing up a third and three.
Goodell's pass is probably Goodell.
Third and four.
At a final in, Coldwater beat Harper Creek 35-14.
In the Interstate 8 Conference, those teams were just beating each other up all year long.
Like Coldwater beat Lumen Christi early in the year.
Third and four, back to pass. Zagila comes up out of the outstretched hands of Caleb Goodell.
Zagila's pass is incomplete.
And he had a little bit of pressure. Now under 5 minutes to go in fourth and four. Four down territory for Manchester, Matt?
Yeah, I think.
We get a timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well. 30 seconds. 17-7. 4:58 on the clock. Manchester with a fourth down and four. We'll have when we come back.
The entire staff of Dave's Pre-Owned Clinton would like to wish the Flying Dutchman of Manchester the best of luck in the postseason. Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton, just a 10-minute drive from downtown Manchester, offering quality pre-owned cars and trucks with financing for all. Get $3,000 minimum for your trade right now at Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton. Push it, pull it, or tow it in. Doesn't matter. At Dave's Pre-Owned of Clinton, get into a reliable ride this winter. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details and go Flying Dutchman.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy Playoff Edition. 4:58 to go in this contest. 17-7. Grass Lake holding on to a 10-point advantage. Manchester with a huge play here on fourth down. Zagila comes out and shot.
This is the play of the game right here for Manchester.
With four wide receivers. Good split out left. We get a quick substitution in the backfield. And maybe a change of the play from the sideline. Out of the shotgun, Zagila with a little bit of time. Throw! Open receiver was Caleb Goodell. Incomplete, threw it just a little bit behind him.
Good play call. Just flat out missed him.
So fourth and four for Manchester turns into a first and ten for Grass Lake from their own 39-yard line. 34. Drums of the Warriors beating as the fans start to feel like... This is leading to a playoff win for the Warriors. Still plenty of time for Manchester to make something happen. All it takes is a fumble, interception. Manchester looking for any of that to happen, ready to make it happen. The Warriors come from the sideline. Jonathan Luchka having himself another nice game. Just looks in control out there. And, you know, can't give enough kudos to the Grass Lake offensive line for the kind of time they give him when he's back to pass. Hand off to Coppernoll here on first down. Weaving his way through. Now he gets to the second level. He's brought down, but not before he's got 9 yards under his belt on the first down period for Grass Lake. And every one of those runs that's successful eats a little more time off the clock. Gets him closer to first downs. We're just going to run out the time here on Manchester. So they give him 10, first down. From the 49.
Got a final.
44, I can do that again.
Another final, Ida. Beat Stockbridge, 42-7.
Wow. Yeah, Stockbridge is a high-powered offense. Ida's talented.
Final score, Lumen Christi beat Waterville Elite, 55-28.
First down run for Coppernoll was good for six. Brings up second and four with 4:11 on the clock.
Lumen Christi's either going to host Constantine or travel to Schoolcraft next week.
Is that one still up in
that
the
is
air?
That is a barn burner. Back and forth game. Last update was Schoolcraft led Constantine 34-28.
From midfield, Grass Lake's got a second down and 4 yards. And the give goes to Coppernoll again, the workhorse. Manchester defensive line hemming him up. We'll get a whistle as the forward progress kind of stopped.
That right there is the example of the whole second half right there. Two teams, I mean, both these teams have just battled.
Yeah. Grasslake, if I have to give anyone, you know, if we were going to the judges' scorecards, you'd have to call this like 10-9 for Grasslake just because they've maintained an advantage in the field position. But really, kudos to both teams for what's been a back and forth defensive battle here in the second half. Luchka in the shotgun now with Coppernol, and it looks like you have a Colo. But Colo will swing out, and they'll give it to Coppernol. He's got room to run. There he's in the second level. And he's got a foot race.
Four.
The 10, the 5, pulled out just at the 1. Chased down and shoestring tackled by Tom Tremblay. But a big run by Luke Coppernol.
And he's taken down by number 5.
2:48 to go. Grasslake on the doorstep.
On the verge of
looking to put this one away.
That was made by Tom Tremblay.
Tight formation here for Grasslake. And it looks like Lutschko will keep it in dive.
And
waiting on a signal. And I don't think you're going to get it. So spot him right on the goal line. No, they moved it back, right? Almost back to the 1.
I think, you know what, if I'm Grasslake right now, I'm gonna take this clock down as far as I can go.
Well, sure, it's running 2:09.
Almost 2 minutes left. You're at the 1 yard line right here, but really don't need to hurry up to score.
And it looks like a QB keep again, and this time he's got the momentum into the end zone.
Luchka, 1 yard run.
Touchdown Warriors, 23-7, and that'll just about clinch it for him. And huge run there by Luke Coppernol. As he just got the feeling that something had to give, and that's where it gave. Under 2 minutes now for Manchester. When they get the ball back.
I like Sherwood that. You say that again. That had a kind of a ring to it. Something had to give. How'd you
and
say that again?
And I guess that's what gave.
That's man. That's why you're the talent, man. I tell you. That's good. That's good stuff.
And the hold is down. Blocked on the extra point. 23-7.
1:53 left.
We'll keep it here for the moment here on the break as they get set up for the kickoff. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, final minute 53. The Kimono 5.3 Football Frenzy, Grasslake seizing control of this one. And, you know, barring something spectacular and miraculous, looks like Grasslake might hold on. But they're still...
You remember, please tell me you remember Dandy Don Meredith.
Okay, yeah.
You remember him?
I mean...
You remember what he used to say?
No, you're going to have to...
Turn out the lights, the party's over. No?
Yeah, I'm aware of that quote, I guess.
Okay, all right.
I didn't necessarily
Dandy Don.
Attribute it to. We have anything from Napoleon Michigan Center?
I am eagerly anticipating an update right now.
That was still on the balance. And that's going to really be what we find out about. We will be here next week as long as Grasslake holds true and wins this one. We'll be back at Grasslake High School. Whether it will be Napoleon or Michigan Center joining us here will be exciting to find out. Sherwood set the kickoff, and that's a bullet. Good fields it at the 13. Goes up the right sideline, pauses, and that's where he's met by the Warriors. And he'll be stopped at 25 for the final 1:46 of this contest.
With the ball, and the tackle's made by number 70, Brett Lockridge.
Kimono 5.3 Football Frenzy, that qualifiers party at Art Main is this week. Somebody's going to win the 2017 Chevy Cruze. We thank Art Main Chevrolet for being one of our primary sponsors for the Football Frenzy all year long. We've had a great crew on here. And it's apparently not over yet because we're looking forward to another game next Friday. Stay tuned after the game for our Subway Player of the Game. And yeah, a couple people, like Luke Coppernoll, got himself into the discussion on that one. Thanks to B&G Landscape, Baker College, for providing foam fingers all year. Get started at baker.edu. Kyle's Brothers Floor Covering, our halftime sponsor all year long. Family-owned and operated since 1940. Tri-County Water with our scoreboard updates at the half, serving Jackson for over 50 years. And B&G Landscape. B&G Landscape. Got mulch? That's all right, man. You missed your Q&A, but whatever. I barely gave you a shot. Minute 46 to go on this one. Out of the timeout, Manchester comes up to the 45-yard line.
I got 40, I don't know where the ball's at, but there's 45 seconds left in that. 45 seconds left in that Napoleon-Michigan Center game, and it's 24-19 Michigan Center. Napoleon has the ball.
Nowhere to go on first down for Manchester. Clock's ticking down now, and it'll be second and 10. I'm going to say give him a couple yards.
We got a final from Hudson. This is early due to unsportsmanlike penalties on Detroit prop.
Wow.
So.
Unbelievable.
That's never good.
No.
No.
It's a black mark against you.
As an athletic director, that usually ends up on my desk Monday morning, if not sooner.
And on the second down carry, there's a tackle for a loss, and we got a flag on the field. It's been a while since we had a penalty flag out there, Matt. A pretty clean game back and forth. On the carry for Manchester, Jim Holcomb, 5'8", 165, senior running back, playing in his last game. If Grass Lake holds on for the final 59 seconds with this 23-7 advantage. Looks like the Grass Lake coaching crew believes they'll hold on. They're starting to pack up their gear in the booth next to us. Celebration at Missy's little grass shack out here. When that final buzzer sounds, I expect. Maybe they stop up at the, used to be the Village Inn. What is it now?
I don't know, man.
Oh, it's got, now I feel bad for not knowing. Brass Stag. Thank you.
Hey, update from Concord. Concord leads 21-14 and just recovered a Springport fumble. Yellow Jackets ball, 2:23 left. It's looking like Homer Concord possibly next week.
Wow.
For the district championship.
So Springport, after the kind of season they had, if that holds out, they'll end with a two-game losing streak.
Homer's up 45-14 on Dansville. Oh, and it's a touchdown for Napoleon.
This looks like we might be setting up to see the Pirates next week. Pirates versus Warriors. The final 16 seconds going here. There's a pitch out. And who was that young man taking the pitch? Tyler Elliott, 5'6", 120. Junior running back, and that'll wrap up the game here from Grass Lake High School. 23-7, the Warriors move on, and we're anticipating that it's going to be the Napoleon Pirates.
Still 25 seconds.
Michigan Center's got
a field goal kicker.
Exciting game over there, and we had a good one here. Real defensive battle in the second half. Grass Lake finally broke that 0-0 second half tie and put it in the end zone to make it 23-7. We'll take a two-minute break here for the post-game. We'll come back with our Subway Player of the Game, recap some stuff, and set things up for next week on K105.3. 23-7, our final.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful.
Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
Manchester Community Schools, where great education is made personal. Manchester Community Schools' mission is simple: to create a positive, personalized education in elementary, middle, and high school. At Manchester Community Schools, they look closely at your whole child, at his or her behavior and unique personality, not just test scores. Enrollment opens for the second semester on December 1st. Call Manchester Community Schools for a tour or visit them online at manchesterschools.us.
For your wedding or special event, choose Ghost Rider DJ Services, because the DJ makes the difference. Ghost Rider DJ Services has been serving the Jackson area for over 20 years, providing the highest quality entertainment with the newest technology in sound and lights. To show their appreciation for those who serve, Ghost Rider DJ Services always offer a military discount. For more info, check out GhostRiderDJ.com and like them on Facebook at Ghost Rider DJ Services, the ones with the mirror ball. Ghost Rider DJ Services, because the DJ makes the difference.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
The end of the year is coming, and Healthy Smiles Dental Care of Manchester would like to remind you that now is the time to use the balance of your flexible spending account. Located in downtown Manchester, Healthy Smiles Dental Care is offering 20% off new patient exams and necessary x-rays. Remember, a healthy body starts with a healthy smile. Go get them, Flying Dutchman, from your friends at Healthy Smiles Dental Care of Manchester. Call for your appointment today or log on to HealthySmilesDentists.com.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
23-7, our final from Grass Lake. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Opening round of playoff action coming to a close. A lot of great games around the area. And we'll recap that a little bit. But first, we got to talk here. Subway player of the game. Luke Coppernell had himself a nice second half in that big run late, but I think the guy who got his work done in the first half and was a big part of that defense in the second half to help Manchester scoreless, you got to go with Joe Vacolo, our Subway player of the game.
Hey, we agree.
We did, yeah. Something. Yep, Joe Vacolo had a big interception in the first half, stopped a Manchester drive. He had a...
Not that my opinion matters anyways.
Right, well, yeah. And, you know, cutting me off again didn't help either to get you more credibility. Vacolo got the interception in the first half. He had a touchdown reception. And we saw him making tackles out on the field and making plays all over the place on both sides of the ball. So, Vacolo, your Subway player of the game.
You know, honorable mention, I tell you, that, you know, Joe, you know, Luchka, again, just manages the game, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, puts him in the right play. He's the difference maker for this team. I think, you know, we saw Manchester. You know, Manchester did, I think, a better job offensively, ran the ball a little bit better than they did the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference really was is Manchester really doesn't have anything in the passing game, very little in the passing game, and I think that's where Grass Lake has the distinct advantage in this game.
Yeah, I'll agree. And Luchka, you know, he doesn't win the player of the game, but he's certainly, if you need to pick one guy that I think is the most important player,
certainly,
for Manchester, is Luchka. If he were to suffer injury, I don't know. You know, you go to the backup, and I don't know what they've got there. But, without Luchka, I don't think this team's as good as they are. Maybe that's too simple to say, but really, I think he's vital to everything they do on the offensive side of the football. Again, Vacolo, our player of the game, but, you know, appreciation for what Jonathan Luchka does. for the Grass Lake Warriors, and they will move on next week back at home. And it looks like it's going to be the Napoleon Pirates. Well, is that a final?
It's not a final yet. We're waiting. It's 25-24 with 24 seconds left, and Napoleon was kicking off. And, you know, like I said,
a lot of stuff can happen. And we saw, what is it, Dawson Brown. And that was a game, you didn't see that center game we did either, did you?
No.
At Vander Cook Lake. They've got some speed, and they got some guys that can make big plays.
And his first field goal was 38 yards in that game today, so he's got a
Williams
strong
got a leg, yeah. So we'll stay with the broadcast, I guess, until we know for sure if that goes final.
I can do the out-of-town scoreboard.
Well, let's recap the scoring for our game here, and then we'll go to the out-of-town
scoreboard.
Sounds good.
Sherwood on a field goal started the scoring for Grass Lake. They led 3-0. Then Ziglia on a one-yard run for Manchester to give them a 7-3 lead. And then after that, it was all Grass Lake, a three-yard touchdown run by Coppernall. A 33-yard touchdown pass to Vicolo, our player of the game, and that made it 17-7. And really, both teams defensively really stepped up in the second half. And then Coppernall broke off that big run that capped off by Luchka's one-yard touchdown run to give us a 23-7 final. And Grass Lake's going to host next week.
Yep, and we're waiting to find out for sure who that's going to be right now. It's leaning toward Napoleon, but anything can happen in 20 seconds in the Cascades Conference. But what about the rest of the out-of-town scoreboard, man? What do we have?
Well, last update, I had Columbia Central down 30-26 to Southfield Bradford. I have not seen an update on that. Again, Napoleon leads 25-24 late in that game. Concord, last update, 21-14 over Springport with less than a minute left, and Concord had the ball and was 3rd-12. Lumen Christi all over Waterville Elite, 55-28. Last update, Homer was up big on Dansville, 45-14. Hudson over Detroit Delta Prep, 43-0. Schoolcraft led last update was 40-28 over Constantine. Coldwater, 35-14 over Harper Creek. And Ida, a 42-7 victory over Stockbridge. Good high school, a lot of great back-and-forth games. You know, the Concord game's been back and forth. The Napoleon-Michigan Center game was back and forth. This was a good football game. A lot of good playoff games. And I think as we go deeper into the playoffs, you know, next week, if it's Michigan Center, it's a Grass Lake team that lost to them week eight. If it's Napoleon is going to try to have a little redemption from their early loss. And I think Napoleon's a completely different team. I think they played them week two.
Yeah, I wouldn't say completely different, but they're better.
They're a lot better. They're better. And they're another team that's really mirrors them a little bit.
Sure.
From the standpoint, they got a good running game. Both teams have good quarterbacks, and both teams play pretty solid defense. So I think it's going to be a barn burner next week.
I'd be glad to see it for sure. But we will be here for sure at Grass Lake. Who the opponent is still hanging in limbo, I think we'll figure that out here in a moment. But
it's a final. It is a final, a Pirates 25-24 win over your Michigan Center Cardinals.
Sorry, so next Anna. Week, K105.3 Football Frenzies, Grass Lake versus Napoleon right here at Grass Lake High School. So hope you'll come out and watch or tune it in here at K105.3.
And Concord Springport is now a final. Concord 21-14. So Concord Homer next week.
And our other broadcast on the Jackson Radio Works Sports Network will be I believe that will be on WKHM, News Talk 970, and on the AM and 101.5 on the FM. And that will be Lumen Christi on the road to take on Schoolcraft is how that one was looking. So
that's going to be a good football game, I'll tell you.
The playoffs roll on. We're excited about it, and I can't wait till then. For now, we will wrap up the broadcast here. Joe Vicolo, congratulations on your being Subway Player of the Game. For Matt Lehman, for Mike Reed back in the studio. Probably reading a book or eating some chocolate donuts or whatever he does. We appreciate him on board making this broadcast sound good.
I wonder if you don't have any friends.
Who said I don't have any friends?
It wasn't my friends who told you that. I was supposed to say that.
We'll wrap it up and talk to you next Friday.
That will conclude tonight's coverage of high school football on K105.3, a Jackson Radio Works production featuring the awesome talents of Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, and executive producer Mike Reed. Brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, Ghostwriter DJ Service, the Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, the Jackson District Library, Dave's Pre-Owned in Clinton, Manchester Marathon, Healthy Smiles Dental Care, Steel Graphics, Grass Lake Insurance Agency, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and Manchester
Manchester Community Schools. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.